First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with savings, trust, and wealth management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
You know, tacos aren't just great on Tuesdays. They're terrific anytime. And El Charro has some of the best tacos in town, along with a full selection of appetizers, crispy chimichangas, sizzling fajitas, freshly made burritos, enchiladas, and all your Mexican favorites. And don't forget their full bar with big, authentic margaritas and a great selection of beer on tap. Make every day a fiesta by stopping at El Charro in the College Plaza Shopping Center in Mountain Home.
Back at Pretty Field at McLean Park, and the Lady Bombers with a 2-0 lead over Little Rock Central. Leadoff hitter for Central, Ja'Kai Woods, pops out to center field. Husky makes the catch, and that brings Brianna Shackelford, the catcher, to the plate now for the Lady Tigers. 2-0, Mountain Home with the lead. We're at the top of the fourth. Shackelford hits this one down the right field line. That's going to fall in for a base hit, and Shackelford is going to be held to a single. Nice play by Green in right field. Shows off the arm and throws a bullet into second base to keep the runner at first. Shackelford not the best speed, so she doesn't go to chance that, but she has the single. So she runs at first. And a courtesy runner will come in for her to run at first. That's going to be Jocelyn Burse, the courtesy runner at first for Shackelford. And that gets Andy Priest, the pitcher, to the plate. She is 0-for-1. She flew out to center field back in the second inning. Fouls this one back to the screen. 0-1 now to Priest. Runner at first, one out here in this fourth inning for Little Rock Central. Next pitch from Loving is grounded left side. Third baseman Bevel has it. Throw to first is in time for the second out of the inning.
Moving to second on the play was the courtesy runner Burse, so she is at second. With two outs, and Tabri Jordan steps to the plate, grounded out her first plate appearance. She's 0-for-1. First pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 to Jordan, the left fielder for Little Rock Central. Central with their third base runner of the afternoon here in this fourth inning. Next pitch is taken for a strike. 1-2 to Jordan. 0-2, rather, to Jordan. Loving trying to end this fourth inning here. Here comes that 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and the ball out of the zone. And the strikeout is the second this afternoon for Loving. So Central unable to do anything with that one-out single. They strand the runner. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Mountain Home leading Central 2-0. You're listening to Lady Bomber Softball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home, in 1963. For over half a century, we've invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
Back at Freedom Field at McLean Park, we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Mountain Home leading Little Rock Central 2-0. Buddy Bombers will send the 5, 6, and 7 hitters to the plate this inning. Bella Bevel doubled in her first plate appearance back in the second inning. She is 1-for-1 this afternoon. She leads things off here in this fourth inning. 2-0, Mountain Home. Swing and a miss at the first pitch, strike one. Lady Bombers basketball coach Dell Leonard listening on the road this afternoon. We appreciate that. Boy, what a great run he had when he was coaching the softball team back when Shelby was pitching and made all those trips to Fayetteville. That was a lot of fun. Had a lot of talent on those teams. Here comes the 1-1 now to Bevel. Upstairs from Priest. 2-1. Bevel, Yates, and Cudworth here in this fourth inning for the Lady Bombers, leading 2-0. Priest ready to work again. Catches the outside corner. Good-looking pitch. It's 2-2. Bevel leading things off here in the fourth. The 2-2 pitch. Fouled at the plate. Gets a piece of it. Stays alive. The crowd continuing to file in here at Freedom Field. It's a good crowd. A lot of Lady Bomber fans here this afternoon. Here's the next delivery. It's foul, back out of play. Coming right back here into the stands. And Bobby Bevel making the one-handed grab, the former Lady Bomber softball coach. He played minor league baseball for many years. He was a pitcher. Back in his day, showed off his hands right there, making the barehanded catch. He and Mitch Husky were at Three Rivers for a while together back in college. There's a fly ball. It's going to be caught just in fair territory, and Bevel is retired. They both say they've got stories about each other. Neither one will share, but they both say they've got stories about each other. So one down brings Addison Yates to the plate for Mountain Home. She's 0-for-1, struck out back in that second inning. Takes the first pitch for a strike on the inside corner. Yates at the plate. Cudworth waiting to bat next here in this fourth inning. 2-0, Mountain Home leads it. Priest misses with that next pitch, high and outside. Priest not exceptionally fast with the fastball, but does a good job of spotting it, moving it in and out a lot. It's that off-speed pitch that's been getting the Lady Bombers this afternoon. Just like that one right there, as Yates was well out in front of it. 1-2. Fouls this one back to the screen. So the count remains 1-2. Third baseman Wisnett again close to the line. Everybody else pretty well straight up defensively for the Lady Tigers. This one's fouled back out of play. It's going to come back just behind the press box. So 1-2 on Yates with one down, and Shackelford had thrown the helmet off looking for the ball, and one of the snaps came undone, so they get that fixed. She's ready to go. 1-2 the count to Yates. hits this one in right field, deep, moving back on it is White, and she'll make the catch. That ball was hit. Boy, I thought Yates was looking at extra bases, but White able to close on it and get to it about 5 feet in fair territory, about 5 feet in front of the warning track. So Yates is retired for the second out. And Cudworth will step to the plate for Mountain Home, batting from the left side. Slab hitter, first one is high for ball one. Marcy struck out back in the second inning. Priest has racked up 5K so far this afternoon. There's a swing and a pitch out of the zone, 1-1 now. Base is empty, two outs here in this bottom half of the fourth. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2 now to Cudworth. Priest ready to work again, getting that sign from Shackelford behind the plate. Here comes the 1-2. Hit left side. Third baseman has to hurry. The throw to first in time. Close play at first, and Cudworth is retired. What a good job by Wisnett to get to that ball quickly. She knew she had to with Cudworth running. So we played four. It's 2-0, Mountain Home leading Little Rock Central. You're listening to Lady Bomber Softball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Credit products are